Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We have one pre-gavel item this morning. James Rudd, Dean of the Oregon Consular Corps, is here to announce the new appointment of the State of Oregon's newest honorary consul, Mr. Mark Williams, newly appointed honorary consul to the Republic of Moldova. Mr. Williams' appointment brings to 28 the number of sovereign nations now represented in Portland as part of the Oregon Consular Corps. Mr. Williams, will you take a few minutes to reflect?
Well, thank you. I was going to ask Commissioner Mr. Rudd to say a few words on behalf of the Consular Corps, if we could.
Please.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Good morning to all of you. We're very pleased to have Mark Williams joining our Consular Corps. As you know, we have two full-time consulates from Japan and Mexico, and then all the rest of us are honorary consuls serving the economic development opportunities in our home countries, as well as serving the people of, I happen to be the honorary consul for Romania. Mr. Williams, as we said, is the honorary consul for Moldova. We have 25,000 Romanian Americans living in the Tri-County area, so we're quite active in that. But all the honorary consuls perform their consular duties. I would also mention, as you probably are aware, during Oregon Trade Week in May, the Oregon Consular Corps, along with the State of Oregon and Governor Kitzhaber, the City of Portland and Mayor Hales, as well as Bill Wyatt and the Port of Portland, put on a Celebrate Trade banquet at the Portland Art Museum, and that'll be in May, and we'll have a capacity crowd, and we certainly hope that you all attend. I'm pleased to present Mark Williams, the newest member of our Oregon Consular Corps, serving the Republic of Moldova. Mr. Williams is a Senior Vice President for campus development at OHSU. That's his day job. His passion is serving the country and Republic of Moldova. Mark?
Well, thank you, Commissioners. I just want to thank the city has been extremely supportive of getting this appointment, and also wanted to thank Hector Miramontes of your international department, who's been extremely helpful, and the Consular Corps also. I'm really looking forward to representing my new country. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
I have a question. How does somebody become an honorary consul?
The home country has to request through the Consular Corps, each of us are cleared through the United States State Department as well as the Foreign Ministry of the home country. So typically, we do outreach as well. We have a number of people that we think are suitable to join the Consular Corps that have interests or are of that heritage of a home country, but we also need the cooperation of the home country to want to have a council member. So that's really the first barrier that we run into, is convincing the consul general or the ambassador in Washington, D.C., that Oregon needs to have representation. And typically that becomes part of the reason is there an indigenous population of that country in the city.
Well, we have a lot of them, so I'm thinking that we could probably expand still further.
Welcome very much. Absolutely, and we're trying to.
What are the duties? What does an honorary consul
they
do?
They really range. There are a number of our consuls, Germany, Great Britain, France, that actually have legal authority to process visas and passports. I do not. From Romania, I funnel that all down to Los Angeles for the consul general to do those kind of duties. But as long as you have a consul or an honorary consul in an area, all eligible people that have passports can vote in their home country national elections. So that's one of the benefits for Romanian Americans living in Seattle all the way down through Portland, is when there's a national election in Romania, if they have a valid passport, they are allowed to come and vote in Oregon. We had our last presidential election at Wilson High School.
Wow. So thank you. And I assume that Hector and the Office of Government Relations can give anybody more information if
absolutely.
Anybody's
watching.
We have
a very strong and good working relationship with Hector and the city, yes.
Great. Thank you very much for coming in.
But I had a quick question. What's an example of either a cultural or economic tie that we have with Romania that benefits both the state of Oregon and the great country?
Well, right now it's more one way. It's Romanian Americans living in Portland and being very active in the community from an economic standpoint. I think the biggest drawback right now that I would have recommending a U.S. business consider Romania is the rule of law. And there's some real issues right now that they're going through as an Eastern Bloc country as they emerge into the European Union. But there are some American companies over in Bucharest primarily doing business.
Terrific. Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.